Well, this news update is brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe and Brown City in Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. Hi, good afternoon. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting and some of your local news here, where the 2023 growing season produced a bumper crop for some area wheat farmers who took honors for top-yielding wheat crops. The growers were honored during the Michigan Wheat Yield Contest, with two of them receiving high honors in the National Wheat Yield Contest. Those who were recognized for taking top wheat production were Randy Eschenberg of Eschenberg Farms in Almont Township, whose crop produced 169.8 bushels per acre. Second place honors went to Jeff Crone of Crone Acres in Huron County, whose crop produced 167.1 bushels per acre. Taking third place was Dave Milligan of Milligan Farms in Tuscola County, and that produced 136.3 bushels per acre. The winners in the Dryland Soft Red Winter Wheat crop production were Dwight Bartle of Bartle Farms in Sanilac County, whose crop produced 137.4 bushels per acre. And then Nancy Bartle with Bartle Farms in Sanilac County had a crop that produced 139.6 bushels per acre. When a Michigan wheat farmer enters the NWF contest, they are automatically entered into the Michigan Wheat Program Yield Competition. Eschenberg's crop production also earned him second place in the national competition. According to Michigan State University, producers are feeling confident about this year's wheat crop as well. The deadline to enter this year's winter wheat crop is May 15th. If you want some more information or to enter the competition, simply go to their website, yieldcontest.com. This warmer weather makes it perfect for a bike ride along a paved scenic trail in southern Tuscola County. The Smooth Roland Southern Links Trailway Group is going to host a 14-mile ride on a 10-foot-wide asphalt trail at 6 o'clock this Wednesday, May the 8th, where there will be views of the forest, farmland, wetlands, and open fields. To participate, riders will gather at the Southern Links Trailway head in Columbiaville. They'll ride to Millington and then come back to Columbiaville. Riders are required to wear a helmet, make sure you bring water, and have a tire repair kit. And they would also like to make sure that you have a red light on the back of the bike and a white light on the front of your bike. The railway is a recreational area that uses the former railroad bed that was developed with a Michigan Department of Transportation grant more than 30 years ago. It was the first trail in the area to be developed on a former railroad track. The trail is overseen by a management council composed of representatives from village council members from Columbiaville, Otter Lake, Millington, and the townships of Forest and Millington. The trail is funded with donations and the support of local townships. There are donation tubes throughout the trail. Michigan residents can breathe a little bit of sigh of relief as gas prices see a welcome drop this month. AAA reports a significant 11-cent decrease from last week, with regular unleaded now averaging $3.60 per gallon. According to AAA spokesperson Adrian Woodland, factors like reduced demand and increased supply are contributing to this decline, with potential for further decreases in the weeks ahead. Jackson emerges as the front runner with the highest average gas price at $3.74 per gallon. And then Lapeer and Sanilac counties are leading the charge for affordability, boasting the cheapest gas prices not only in the Thumb region, but also statewide, with a gallon of unleaded gasoline priced at $3.53. It's essential to note that these figures reflect a generalized combination of all gas stations within each county, with variations likely to occur based on specific city or village pump prices. As Michiganders navigate these fluctuations, staying informed about local gas prices and implementing fuel-saving strategies can help ease the strain on your wallet. Be right back on Thumb Broadcasting in just a moment.
Kohler Propane is more than just a propane gas provider. For 75 years, Kohler Propane has been there to ensure that your home is always warm and your meals are cooked to perfection. Kohler Propane has dependable local service that stood the test of time, competitive pricing, and Kohler's Propane supports our local community. Make the switch today and experience the Kohler difference. Call 1-888-950-7975.
This is Steve Kohler. All of us at Kohler's Propane would like to thank the Thumb area for allowing us to serve you and your family for 75 years and look forward to serving your propane needs for many years to come. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Welcome back with more news on Thumb Broadcasting. Now, these two stories come from the Associated Press. The judge presiding over Donald Trump's hush money trial fined him $1,000 today and warned of jail time for future gag order violations while jurors heard testimony for the first time about the financial reimbursements at the center of this case. The testimony from Jeffrey McConney, the former Trump Organization controller, provided a mechanical but also vital recitation of how the company came to reimburse payments meant to suppress embarrassing stories from surfacing during the 2016 presidential campaign and then record them in internal ledgers as legal expenses in a matter that Manhattan prosecutors said broke the law. That said, the judge did admit Trump is poised to be the next president, but warns jail is still on the table. Russia is threatening to strike British military facilities and says they plan to hold drills simulating the use of battlefield nuclear weapons. Today's statements came after the Kremlin reacted angrily to comments by senior Western officials about the war in Ukraine. Moscow warned that Ukrainian strikes on Russian territory using UK-supplied weapons could bring retaliatory strikes against British military facilities and equipment on the Ukrainian territory or elsewhere. It was the first time Russia has publicly announced drills involving tactical nuclear weapons, though its strategic nuclear forces regularly hold exercises. Tactical nuclear weapons have a lower yield compared to massive warheads that arm intercontinental ballistic missiles intended to obliterate entire cities. This news update was brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices of Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. And remember now, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, make sure that you go to thumbnet.net.